From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Shelby Farrow, Tom Baudet, and Kiri O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, everyone. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Hi, Peter. This is Chris from Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Oh, Bainbridge Island, right there across the sound from Seattle, right?
Exactly.
It's a great. We were just there. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, I had a co-worker went and attended the taping last week.
And how did they enjoy it?
They enjoyed it a lot.
Well, why didn't you go?
There's no good answer to that.
No, there really isn't. Well, welcome to the show, Chris. It's great to have you. You're going to play our game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Chris's topic?
Move over, Jeff Bezos.
Thanks to Amazon, you can order Pop-Tarts online and have them in your mouth within 4 minutes. This week, we read, though, about a new home delivery service we didn't know anybody wanted. Guess the true story of an unusual door-to-door service, and you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Have you ever plowed through your in-flight meal and wondered how you could get airline food delivered right to your home? Well, a lot more people have than you might think. At least that's what Air Food One is banking their business on. In spite of being the only place most Americans have seen a biscotti, airline meals are famous for unoriginal, tasteless fare accompanied by exploding salad dressing packets and a half a can of Sprite. And now, for about $12, people who enjoy this kind of thing can have it brought to their front door, or the front door of someone they love. Are your aging parents complaining about the Meals on Wheels service you arranged? Give them a change of pace with Lufthansa Lasagna or Chicken Jet Blue. A week of that may grow new appreciation for Meatloaf Wednesdays and canned peaches. Air Food One and their partners say this is a good second market for food that would normally be thrown out. For now, because of their famously discerning palates, think boiled meat and cabbage, the service is only available for people living in Germany. The British are anxiously awaiting their turn.
Airline food delivered to your door without the trouble of getting on an airplane. Your next story of an unusual delivery comes from Shelby Farrow.
It's a bird. It's a bird carrying another bird? Yes, it's true. A new pet home delivery service has been unleashed by the Pets in Need shelter of Calgary, Canada, where your new pet will be delivered by one of the shelter's other resident animals. For the next few months, families can pick their new pet online and then put their feet up and relax as one of the shelter's furrier employees makes the delivery. It's sort of like when the stork delivers a baby, but instead it's a Labrador toting a satchel full of parakeets. We definitely hit a few snags at first, remarked shelter owner Glenn Horton, especially before we started putting the animals to be delivered into some sort of box or container. Sending the first few deliveries loose leaf was a bit of a mistake, turns out. A hamster can't balance on the shell of a tortoise for very long. And then there was the Tweety Bird incident. Let's just say we keep the feline and aviary deliveries separate now. But have you ever seen a miniature horse successfully deliver a family's new iguana? Warms the heart.
Pets delivered by other pets. Your last story of an unwanted package comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Heather Alexander of Austin, Texas, was waiting for a special delivery, and when a Tiffany blue van pulled into her driveway, she was pretty excited. Printed discreetly on the side of the van was the name Lou for You. I've been looking forward to this like crazy, she said. She tore open the box and lifted out a scrolled leather container. There it was, her artisanal toilet paper. Lou for You delivers the ne plus ultra of butt wipes. Made of handcrafted paper embedded with the fur of Angora cats, the sheets, nothing so rude as a roll, aren't just embossed with quilt-like patterns. They're literally quilted by a small army of Amish grandmothers. They feel like gossamer and wear like iron, says Heather. Oh, and a tailor comes and measures you. The fledgling company has taken off like a spicy meal, flush with success.
All right. There is a knock on your door, And one of these things might be waiting outside. Is it from Tom Baudet, a delivery of genuine airline food? From Shelby Farrow, a pet being delivered to you at your request by another, presumably larger pet? Or from Kerry O'Connor, bespoke artisanal toilet paper? Which of these is a real story of a delivery service we didn't know anybody needed?
Well, I think all of them sound extremely unlikely. But I'm going to go with Tom's story about the airline food.
You're going to go Tom's story about the airline food? Does that sound compelling to you?
No, but...
All right, then. We spoke to somebody familiar with the true story.
It allows people to order exactly the same food served on airline flights and have it delivered to their house and ready to be thrown in the oven.
That was Jessica Plautz from Mashable.com talking about Air Food One, the delivery service that brings airline food to people now in Germany that will probably spread to the United States unless we stop them. Congratulations. You got it right, Chris. You obviously earned a point for Tom because he told the truth, but more importantly, you've won our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Thank you, Chris, so much for playing.
Thank you.
I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if you're